Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
Have you ever considered how many sermons you've heard in your lifetime? Just sit down for a moment and figure up every Lord's Day, special meetings at your church, broadcasts like this one, Bible studies you've attended. Think just a moment how many sermons, how many Bible lessons, how many messages from the Word of God you've heard in your lifetime to this point. And now let me ask you, what are you doing with what you've heard? What will you do with the sermon? Charles Spurgeon, that great prince of preachers, said that the sermon doesn't begin until the application begins. I think so many times we hear information and we get a head full of knowledge and a page full of notes, but something is desperately missing in our life. What is it? It's obedience. And Jesus brings us to that point today in this parable in Luke chapter number 6. It is a parable that is extremely well known. We usually refer to it as the wise builder and the foolish builder, the man who built on the rock and the man who built on the sand. Let me read Luke's account to you. Matthew has a parallel account in Matthew chapter number 7. But let's hear from Dr. Luke today. Luke chapter 6, verse 47. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built an house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Now, what's the interpretation of this very brief parable Jesus gave? Well, there's several immediate observations. One is everybody's building. Everybody's a builder. You may not build for a living. You may not be a construction worker. You may never build a physical structure, but you are building a life. In your lifetime, you are building something, and it's either going to be something that has integrity, that will stand the test and trials of life, or it's something that's going to collapse. So everybody is building. Something else I would point out to you is that the storms come to all. You will not live, not in this world, surrounded by lots of sinners, with your own sin nature and problems everywhere, without having some storms. We're living in a fallen world, and so the storms of life are going to come. Maybe you're in the middle of one of those storms right now. You know, Luke uses a term here that is unique to him, and it's actually a medical term, which makes sense. Dr. Luke uses this word vehemently. The stream beat vehemently upon the house. Literally, it's the word for a rupture. So the flood tide has come. The dam has busted. The thing holding the floodwaters back has given way. And now here comes all of that streaming into the house, streaming toward the foundation. I'm telling you, storms are going to come. And then the most obvious observation is not just that everybody's building and storms come to all, but that only one foundation will stand. There are two foundations given here, of course, one on a rock and one on the earth, or in Matthew's account, on the sand. And so if this is the interpretation, what is God's great revelation to us? God's great revelation to us about himself is that he is the God of truth. And God's truth, dear friend, is a solid foundation upon which to build your life. If you want something to build on, build your life on the Bible. Don't build on your emotions. They'll change with the weather. Don't build on the promises of man. Don't build on financial gain. Don't build on people and don't build on things. Build on the unchanging truth of the Word of God. It is forever settled in heaven. Jesus Christ is the only one who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when the sun is shining, when the storms have come, the Word of God is the only sure foundation. But don't miss this. If it is true that the truth of God is the solid foundation upon which you can build your life, here is the real point of the parable. It must be obeyed. Do you get it? It's not enough to hear it. It is not enough to know it. It is not enough to believe it. It is not enough even to repeat it. You must make it your own through simple and personal obedience. You see, that's the great distinction between the builder in Luke chapter 6 and verse number 48 and the builder in Luke chapter 6 and verse number 49. Both of them heard. What was the distinction? One thing. One of them did, and the other one did not. One of them applied what he'd heard, and the other one did not apply what he heard. Let me ask you a question. Would you rather it be said of your life that it could not be shaken, it was founded upon a rock, or would you rather the story, the tragic legacy of your life, be this phrase, the ruin of that house was great? Well, I don't think anybody wants the ruin of their house. We all want to stand the test of time and leave behind the right kind of testimony. Well, here's the way. We must learn to obey the Word of God. So that brings us not just to the interpretation of the parable and the revelation of the parable, but now the application of the parable. And what is it? In a phrase, don't just be a hearer of the Word of God, be a doer. If that sounds vaguely familiar to you, and it should, it is because later in the New Testament, James would say almost verbatim the exactly same thing. Listen to James chapter 1 and verse number 21. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. In other words, it's one thing to listen to the sermon and quite another to obey what is being preached. It's one thing to hear the Bible lesson, to even give mental assent, give a nod to God, say, yes, I believe that, and quite another to let that faith become obedience. I wonder, are you truly obeying what the Lord has said? First of all, have you obeyed the gospel? Because that's where the whole thing starts. Have you truly believed on the Lord Jesus Christ and Christ alone for your soul's salvation? If you haven't, you're disobedient. You must begin there. If you want a good foundation for life, you've got to start with a good foundation for eternity. And the Bible says, other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. So, first of all, you've got to obey the gospel. Then, you have to be the kind of Christian that obeys the Word of God and the Spirit of God, and those two always work together. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He speaks to us and prompts us through the Scriptures. And so, as we learn with the enabling power of the Holy Spirit to obey the Word of God, that foundation is being strengthened. As a matter of fact, every day and every decision of obedience makes the foundation a little stronger. Would you like to know why some people stand the test of time, live through the storms, come out the other side in victory? It is because they have built into their life holy habits of obedience to Almighty God. Now, don't let there be a crack in your foundation. Look, the house could be beautiful, but if the foundation's not strong, it lacks integrity. At some point, it's going to give way and collapse. If you don't want ruin, be a person of obedience. What is it the Lord is prompting you about right now? What is the point of obedience the Holy Spirit is bringing to your mind? Is there anything the Lord's told you to do you've not yet done? Well, let's start there. You may say, oh, there's a whole lot. Well, start with one step. Help today to lay a strong foundation in your life by simply obeying what you hear the Lord say to your heart.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.